Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. In Florida, officials say at least 81 people are confirmed dead from Hurricane Ian, and residents are struggling to travel through southwest counties in the aftermath of the storm. Jake Reyes from member station WUFT reports from Arcadia, where evacuees were stalled.
Flooded roads, Interstate 75 closures, and limited gas created hours-long detours for drivers trying to get across southwest Florida. Clearwater resident Damian Lofton was headed home from Miami. After 5 hours of delays, he was running out of gas.
Now we're just here, stuck. Until we figure it out.
In DeSoto County alone, 15 roads have been closed due to floods. County spokesperson Sarah Walker says the floods are still rising due to overflow from nearby Peace River. Some area gas stations have hours-long wait times, while others are entirely out of gas. For NPR News, I'm Jake Reyes in Arcadia, Florida.
The U.S. Supreme Court opens a new term tomorrow with another titanic list of issues on its docket, as NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
In the wake of last term's decision overturning Roe v. Wade, the justices do not appear to have lost their appetite for hot-button issues and the possibility of reversing other long-standing decisions. On the chopping block this term is affirmative action in higher education, with the justices reconsidering four decades of decisions that until now have allowed colleges and universities to use race as one of many factors in college admission decisions. Also on the docket is a major LGBTQ case, a huge election law case, and cases involving voting rights, clean water regulations, and more. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities in Indonesia say at least 125 people died in a stampede at the end of a soccer match on the island of Sumatra last night. More than 300 others were injured. Human rights groups say the tear gas police released triggered the panic, as NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Video images show fans rushing onto the field and soon afterwards police firing tear gas. Angered by the home team's loss, spectators in the stands threw bottles at the players. Outside the stadium, police vehicles were set on fire. Witnesses said the tear gas forced the overcapacity crowd toward the exits, where many people were crushed. It is one of the deadliest episodes in the history of soccer. FIFA has no control over domestic games, but advises against the use of tear gas at soccer stadiums. Rights groups say its use was inappropriate crowd control, but police said there was anarchy and they were prompted to act. President Joko Widodo regretted the tragedy and ordered an investigation. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.
This is NPR News. In Burkina Faso, mediators say the military leader deposed by the army on Friday has agreed to resign. Ishma Fundikwa reports his demands, including guarantees of his security, have been agreed to by the new leaders.
Lieutenant Colonel Paul-Henri Damiba's stepping down will head off what was threatening to be a deadly struggle for control of the West African country. Jubilant crowds cheered the new leader, 34-year-old Captain Ibrahim Traore, as he rolled through the streets of Ouagadougou, the capital, in a military parade. Some, who were waving Russian flags, demand that the new government engage Wagner, the Russian mercenary group, to support its fight against Islamic insurgents. Police said earlier fired tear smoke at protesters who attacked French institutions, including the embassy. They accused the former colonial master of sheltering and supporting Damiba. For NPR News, I am Ish Mafundikwa in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.
At the weekend box office,
it's smiling at me.
The horror film Smile debuted in the top spot with an estimated $22 million in ticket sales. That's the biggest domestic opening in 9 weeks. The film cost a reported $17 million to produce and originally was going to be a streaming release. Last week's number one film, Don't Worry, Darling, dropped to second place, with another $7 million bumping The Woman King into third this week. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.